cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim shine forth. Father, we thank you for our prayers tonight. Thank you for hearing us, for helping us to pray, and thank you for even the release of your mercy to our hearts. Father, we pray that you will help us. We are without strength, and we ask, Lord, that your strength will be made perfect in our weakness. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Father, we are asking, Lord, for the greatest dealing of mercy, which is sight, which is understanding, which is revelation, which is knowledge from you. We ask for those operations, those dealings, pastures to open. We ask that doors, we ask you will begin to open by mercy to us the treasures of darkness, even the hidden riches of secret places, as your word says. Father, I pray that things beyond our reach, let mercy bring them. Yes. Father, I ask, don't look at our frame. We don't have it, Lord, but look to your Son, Jesus, who has brought us near by his blood. Lord, we ask for your mercy, Lord. Concerning for the school of the Spirit, we pray, Lord, that mercy will take over. Amen. Have mercy on us. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask for grace. We ask for understanding, more opening, more light to be shed upon us. We are praying for more baptism into the Spirit, into the life and the things of the Spirit. We ask for access through your Son. That access will be granted to every one of us. Father, we thank you. Father, I pray for everyone. I ask, Lord, those who are without strength, Lord, I pray you will increase our strength.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. We worship your holy name. Lord, I ask that you will help me, Lord, just to say that thing that you've asked me to say tonight, just a simple communication of what you have. I pray that your Spirit help me. I ask for your heart in my heart to speak your word. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I worship you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to especially welcome our mommy, Marianne's mom. Mommy, you're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you. Thank you, ma. Yes, amen. Praise God. Amen. So we're about to leave. I just want to just share something very little, and then we can go. Praise God. Let's see John chapter 1. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 1, see from verse, I read from verse verse 29, John chapter 1, verse 29. Amen. It says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's very clear, I think we're seeing from even from Isaiah chapter 11, where the Bible says that there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch out of his root, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And it said the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, counsel and might, knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're seeing that that Spirit resting on him was the way it was written, is intentional to show that he had been developed to carry the rest of the Spirit, or to give rest to the Spirit of the Lord. Well, that is the Spirit, because someone was asking me a question. He said, that Spirit, is it just Holy Ghost? And I told him, it's not just Holy Ghost, it is the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost in his capacity, his expression and manifestation as the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it's the same Holy Spirit. So, but the Spirit of the Lord is the Holy Ghost that is giving the dimension of the Holy Ghost that is devoted to the things of the Lord. So it includes his communicating him. It includes developing his stature, his nature, his person in people.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That is his Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. The way you also have the Spirit of the Father. In the scripture, you have the Spirit of the Father. You have the Spirit of the Son. You see those in the scriptures. That you have what they call the Spirit of Christ in the scripture as well. Am I correct? That Spirit of Christ is in charge of administering anything Christ. We saw that Spirit of Christ had even been in operation from the Old Testament, working in prophets. According to 1 Peter chapter 1, it said that the Spirit of Christ in them did signify. Praise God. So you'll see the one is a Spirit of, like that, Spirit of Christ, Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Spirit of the Father. So he's talking of this, the same Holy Ghost, the same one Holy Ghost, but in his capacity, he's able to bring, he handles the manifestation and the things of each of those beings in a special way.
Yes.
So somebody can have dealings with the Holy Spirit, but not yet have begun to have dealings with the Spirit of Christ, or the Spirit of the Son, or even the Spirit of the Father. And there's what you call the Spirit of God himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So the Spirit of the Lord, he said, will rest upon him. And what you are seeing in this John chapter 1, is what Spirit, the Spirit that rested on him, is in verse 32, and John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him. So that is, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. So rest means abiding, remaining. He's staying. He has settled. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that is a demonstration of a place that Jesus had been developed to, where the Spirit of the Lord can rest on him. Amen. Now, what I just want us to see very briefly is what that thing implies with respect to us concerning Jesus. When a man who has gotten to that place where the Spirit has rested on him, he's not an ordinary man anymore. He has come into capacity, because he has come into abundance and fullness. Abundance, fullness, and settlement of the Spirit. And that now, that makes him a baptizer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear what I said?
Yes,
that makes him a baptizer. Baptizers are people of fullness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What did I say?
Baptizers
are people of fullness. Like the first baptizer was John. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
John, they call him John the Baptist. There was no Baptist before him. He was the first Baptist. Amen. Praise God. Because he was the first man born of a woman who came into fullness of the Adamic stature. Because Jesus was saying it, praise the Lord, that of all men born of a woman, that there is none like John. Because John was highly developed. When he came into fullness, he could baptize. Praise God. So baptism, of course, physically he was baptizing with water in Jordan, but that is not the real baptism of John. John, that was a manifestation of his baptism. Anytime they bring water and they put someone in water and bring him up as a part of doctrine or tenets of the faith, amen, or ordinances like that, praise God, which we still do. Am I correct? How many of us are baptized here? Almost all of us. Praise God. So we had to be baptized, and we are still being baptized, and we saw more people were being baptized in the Bible. Am I correct?
Yes,
so, but that baptism in water is not, it's a symbol of something. Like when you went to water to get baptized, it was not that water that made you born again. You got born again, and then they took you to the water to symbolize the death, identification, right? With the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. That you are being baptized with him unto death. And so as Jesus Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, even so you also should, you are beginning to identify with that newness of life. So baptism signifies you're identifying with the death and the burial. But it's not in that water you are dying and coming. You get what I'm saying? So what baptism is, the water baptism is a kind of declaration. It's that we are letting everybody know something happened in the secret. Praise God. The recreation of the human spirit is the most secret thing that any man can experience. So sometimes, if care is not taken, the person might not even know. Some people have gotten born again and they didn't know they got born again. You wonder, what do you mean by that? What I mean is that they didn't know in terms of the language, that what happened to you is you just got born again. Someone might need to explain it to them. This is actually what happened to you. Because someone can come into an environment, it can even be a church service, where in that meeting, in their heart, they are able to believe in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. They just believe it. Breakthrough. And somehow their heart entered into a place where, this thing I want to commit to it. See, that attitude of heart
is what gets you born again. Like what happened in Cornelius's house as Peter was still preaching. He didn't do altar call. He didn't say, no, as we were just talking. After a while, he saw some of them started speaking in tongues. So it means some of them must have gotten born again while he was still preaching. And they began to speak in tongues. They got baptized in the Holy Ghost at the same time. Praise the Lord. So the baptism of water is a symbol, is a show. So really, John the Baptist was a teacher. He was a prophet. We call him a baptizer, but yeah, he actually, when Jesus explained who he was, he said, who do you go to see in the wilderness? Amen. Do you go to see princes and all that? Amen. But he said, who is he? He said, he's a prophet. Yeah, more than a prophet. So John is not only a man who was baptizing, he was actually a prophet. So, and a prophet has things. He has words. John was actually a teaching prophet. No, there are different kinds of prophets. There are prophets who were doing wonders, calling fire from heaven like Elijah, praise God, and doing all kinds of things. But John was a teaching prophet. He was a teacher of Israel. He was teaching them. What was he teaching? The kingdom of God is at hand. He was preparing their hearts for the kingdom through teaching. So John the Baptist is a baptizer, but his real baptism is teaching. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't believe John would baptize anybody in water who he hasn't taught for a while. He would have taught them and kept teaching them till they are ready. And then he baptized them as a declaration that this person has received the true baptism, which is my word, or the word that I brought to them. So John was baptizing men with repentance. They call it the baptism of repentance. So John will preach to you and preach to you and preach to you until you repent. And when you repent, he puts you in the water and brings you up. So the real baptism of John is the what? Is his words. What was given to him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So baptism, the word baptism means immersion. Right, mommy?
Yes.
It means immersion. Amen.
Yes.
It means immerse, to immerse, to put you fully in.
Yes.
To bring you fully in. It means to immerse you. So John was immersing Israel in repentance. Because Israel's heart needed to come into repentance for preparation for the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
that was John. It would take that baptism to connect the second man who was coming, who is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when Jesus Christ came, he saw him, and then Jesus Christ identified with him to fulfill all righteousness. And then at that moment, the Lord opened John's eyes to see something. And he opened his eye to see that this man, because the Lord had told him before that there's another baptizer coming.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this baptizer means that he's doing your kind of ministry, but at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, John said, this one, I'm not even worthy to tie the sandals of his shoes. Amen. So he said that, and what the Lord had told him was that when he comes, you will see a sign. The sign is that you will see the Spirit descending. Now, what does it mean, you will see the Spirit? Of course, you don't see the Spirit with your naked eyes, do you? So some of us think maybe it's just a bird that John saw. I don't believe that. Maybe some kind of representation of a bird, but that's not what he saw. It was the Spirit. There's a manner in which John was quickened to see the way the Spirit rests on Jesus, that this is a man who had been raised to carry the settlement of the Spirit. He has been developed to give a home, a settled place, praise God, for the Spirit. So what that means also is that, like, John was a man of fullness, right? that Jesus will also be a man of fullness, but it's the fullness of a higher fullness, praise God, than John had. And if he's higher, if he's a man of fullness, he's also a baptizer. Amen. What did I say?
If he's a man of fullness, he's also a baptizer.
He's also a baptizer. There's a link between fullness and baptism. Fullness and baptism. You can't baptize without fullness. Like someone who is not filled with the Holy Ghost cannot baptize, give somebody else the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost, I can't come and say, hey, come, let me give you, let me minister the baptism of the Spirit to you. I cannot do it. Are you getting what I'm saying? I could have been born again. I mean, I also have some level of baptism. Praise God. And I'm speaking in tongues. I pray in tongues. I'm still getting filled by communing with the Spirit. But at that initial level, I don't have what it takes to minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost to somebody else. People who have the ability to minister baptism of the Holy Ghost are people who are reaching fullness. They are nearing fullness, like someone like Peter was. Peter had moved into that dimension at that time when he was just talking. He was just talking, just teaching, and then what happened? Things were flowing out of him. Pray God, the Spirit was on him. That was just the Holy Ghost on him was a lot. Praise the Lord. It was what?
It was a lot.
It was a lot. So, and God wants to, of course, that level that Peter was in, God wants to bring all Christians to that place. That's the beginning place. You're not even started yet. That's just the first level of baptism. Amen. Which is being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So on that level, so you now discover the more full or filled you are of the Holy Ghost, you discover that you now, after a point, when you are getting to full filling, because to baptize you must have some overflow measure to be a baptizer. How many of you believe that? If you are struggling, you have tiny, you're not a baptizer, you can't give. Praise God. You can't immerse. You can't immerse somebody when you are struggling yourself. Amen. But when you are getting towards fullness of the Holy Ghost, you discover after a point, you will become a baptizer yourself. And this thing plays out every Christian. If you are a Christian and you are fellowshipping with the Spirit, you are drinking the Spirit. You are constantly fellowshipping with the Spirit. After a while, you get to a point where you become a baptizer. And when you're getting to that place in your walk, amen, you will know. It will be manifest. It will manifest because you are able to immerse others into what you've come into. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But that baptism of the Holy Ghost is the first. But Jesus Christ, there is another baptism with the Holy Ghost. It's not baptism of the Spirit. It is baptism with the Holy Ghost. So they are using Holy Ghost. So he's a user. So this baptizer called Jesus, who John met, he is actually he is able to give access into the realm or the things that the Holy Ghost is keeping. And he has to use the Holy Ghost to baptize you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to, I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So you see this thing, if you read that verse 32, we're almost done, please. He says, and John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And I knew him not, but that he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. So he is baptizing you. Are you seeing this language? It's not the same as just you being filled with the Spirit. It's that they want to baptize you into something using the Spirit. And the reason why he is able to use the Spirit to baptize you is because he has actually come into great authority of the Spirit, because the Spirit rests on him. Am I correct? Am I saying something? Because the Spirit does what? The Spirit rests on him. And when the Spirit rests on you, you come into authority of the Spirit. Are you saying that? You come into what? You come into authority of the Spirit. The place that God wants to baptize souls into is into the realm that the Holy Ghost is carrying a world. Is a different world entirely. The Holy Ghost, there is a world in the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you are learning the Spirit, as you are learning the Spirit, you are learning communion, fellowship with the Spirit, it becomes very clear to you at some point that this is another world. You can step out, you can go. Sometimes you are in between. Praise God. I don't know if you get what I'm saying, that there is another realm in the Holy Ghost. There is another realm in the Holy Ghost. There is another realm altogether. And in that realm, souls can live there. While you are on the earth, you're going to school, you're going to church, you're doing your stuff, you can be doing that and you are living in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Someone can be doing the same things you are doing, but they are not living in the Holy Ghost because they haven't accessed baptism. They haven't baptized. They haven't come into immersion with the Holy Ghost. So that word with means you have Holy Ghost. There is a realm that you must be with Holy Ghost to get into. It's actually a realm, it's inside the Holy Ghost. But you must have the Holy Ghost. You must be with the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if I'm saying something. What I'm saying is not complex. It's very simple.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You just have to be able to see it spiritually.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So when I say with entering, it's not like you're entering a house, you're entering a car. It's not all that. Amen. I'm talking about not body entering.
Yes.
You're talking about soul.
Yes.
Your inward man.
Yes.
The way your inward man can enter places. Am I correct? Your inward man can be seated. Your outward man can be seated here now, and your inward man is shopping at Walmart. You are just sitting down here. You are going through the aisles. You are picking stuff. As you are here, do you get what I'm saying? So it means that your outward man can travel even more than your places that your. So I mean, your inward man can travel places that your outward man has never reached before. Your inward man has gotten there. Amen. So is it clear that your inward man can travel?
Yes.
And then your inward man can live in places it loves, it loves, where it likes, where it's comfortable. The realm in both your heart and your mind, where you, the vicinity, the environment inwardly, where you dwell. But there are places where you dwell in. Amen.
Amen.
And those places, first of all, they are earthly. Nobody not just comes to the earth and learns and finds another habitation apart from the earth. All we know is the earth.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the journey of your inward man has a limitation. Its limitation is your realm of knowledge, awareness. consciousness. In other words, your inward man cannot journey to where you don't know. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe I travel somewhere, I travel to the Bahamas, and I come to you, I say, well, you travel to the Bahamas, awesome. And you've never been there. Maybe you didn't even know there's Bahamas. Well, that's just. but when I come, I can now begin to describe things to you. Oh, we went to the beach, and then we went to the resort, and then we did this, and we did that. I'm painting picture, and picture, and picture. And through my words, I can give you baptism to the Bahamas. Praise God. Or maybe through words, then maybe I can use pictures. Show you, this is where we went to. Some of the pictures we took. We were here, we were there. We did this, we did that, and show you videos. Amen. Are you seeing that based on that, I can give you entrance? You can now go home and then just whenever you like. You get what I'm saying? So you see that inward man can travel. He can journey. He can gain access to realm beyond the physical, things beyond the physical. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yes,
so in the same way, there's another world called the spirit. It's a different world altogether. That place called the spirit, let me not just say the spirit, because when you say the spirit, there are many different realms in the spirit. You know, when you go to heaven, heaven is a spiritual realm. In the spirit, and there are beings who live in heaven, right?
Yes,
but what I'm talking about is not heaven. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
what am I talking about?
Holy Ghost.
I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, that is where the Father lives. That's where God lives. Where if you say God lives in heaven, I agree with you. Yeah, he lives in heaven, but he's not just in heaven. He's in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit means that nobody can ever reach God. If you reach God, you are in the Holy Ghost. You will never find God outside his ghost. He can never be outside his spirit. He doesn't step out of his spirit. If he wants to relate with you, you must move into his spirit. You must gain access to his spirit. The spirit is the keeper of God. Is the house of God. Is the dwelling of God. So that's what I want us to see. That being called the Holy Spirit. He's an encapsulation. Everything God. You won't say this is God's stuff. And then he says outside the spirit. No, it's not outside the spirit. Same thing with his learning, his knowledge, his understanding, his revelation. So if you are learning something and you are not, that thing is not in the Holy Ghost, it's not a God thing. Praise God. Anything God is in the Holy Ghost. So that's why once you get born again, the next thing they begin to talk to you about Holy Ghost. Because look, if we don't begin Holy Ghost conversation, you are just going to be there. You can't make progress in God. So the first thing you give, get born again, get filled with the Holy Ghost. You get born again, you get filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the pattern of Scripture. Paul went to Ephesus. He saw some believers who were there, who have been born again. Into John's kind of baptism, where I believe they must have also heard about the Lord Jesus. So they must have believed in Jesus and gotten born again. You get what I'm saying? Paul asked them, into what baptism were you baptized? He didn't ask them if they were born again. So someone could have been born again, but yet not baptized yet into the Holy Ghost. The baptism they had was John's kind. So Paul had to first minister to them the first level of baptism of the Holy Spirit, which I believe they received, and they spoke with tongues. Then Paul now stayed in Ephesus for 2 years for the next level of baptism, which is not just the first baptism, There's the baptism of being filled. Just being filled means you have him inside you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Which is the Spirit of God. But then when you have the Spirit of God inside you, mm-hmm. that Spirit will now begin to be used. That Holy Ghost you have in you. Mm-hmm. When you have him there and you are reaching fullness of him, then you are begin to call the baptizer, mm-hmm. who is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Who is Jesus? Hear what I said?
Yes.
That man called Jesus. That man called Jesus is the person who uses the Holy Ghost you have to give you access into the content of the Holy Ghost. Again, this is not too complex.
Yes.
This is just the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, you're speaking in tongues. I can right now, I can just be speaking in tongues for a while. Prestia, Elema, Hotia, Sempra, Tura, Vata, Vene, Vede, Liva, Data, Mascaria, Lavoso, Pratama, Egre, Hefremala, Mazute, Ingra, Lavoso, Toria, Lavajonte, Librato, Ofrem, Pana, Massete, Licrenda, Ligadesca, Dena, and Samahona. Feeling. I'm full. Feeling of the Spirit. And as I'm speaking in the Spirit, the more I'm going deeper. And if I continue, after I continue for a while, it won't just be just speaking and communion with the Holy Spirit. Content begins to come. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying? In other words, that in the Spirit, fellowshipping in the Spirit, after a while, if you've begun to connect this baptizer,
Yes. Then
you, when you are fellowshipping with the Spirit, is not only that Holy Ghost alone.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you access into things which are substances of knowledge, revelation, things about those persons who are hid in the Holy Ghost. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
How many of you have that happened to you before? You are praying in tongues. You're just praying in tongues. And after a while, praying in tongues, from there, revelation. Understanding, scriptures begin to come. Knowledge properties in that place. They are two different realms. It's not everybody that experiences that. And for you, if you're experiencing that, you were not always experiencing it. There was a time you were just a prayer, Spirit, Holy Ghost person. But you hadn't reached fullness and you had not contacted the ministry of the baptizer. Amen.
Amen.
So the earnest of the Spirit which you have, which is that Holy Ghost, is the first preparation. What is to preparation to move you into the school of the Spirit? The school of the Spirit is what is the school of the baptizer. Like John had his own school. Then John did his school to a point. Then when Jesus Christ came, his next level. So he gave all his students, he gathered his students. Pretty much there was a transfer of school. Like you've done your primary school. Then together, people who you are in the same class with, you graduate and you move to the next level, your secondary school.
Yes.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what Jesus brought, John could not give them.
Mm-hmm.
And so God had prepared John to identify the man who carries the next level.
Mm-hmm.
The man who carries what?
The next level.
The next level. That man is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So if you ask me, that Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is the instructor in the content of the Holy Ghost. He's the first instructor in the content of the Holy Ghost. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
he's the first instructor in the content of the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of the Lord. And so because Jesus had it on him, amen, he had come into fullness of authority in that Spirit. When he came into that place, he became a baptizer. Right? Because of that, he can bring men into a realm of substance in the what? In the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Did I say something?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's a way that I think it was Matthew or so, Matthew 3 or 4, that Matthew put it the same occurrence, the same time.
Mm-hmm.
John said, that's the place where he was saying that this man, I'm not worthy to lace his shoe. He said, I baptize you with water, but there is someone who will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yes.
Amen. He baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what?
Fire.
And with fire. So baptizing with the Holy Ghost. That word, baptizing with the Holy Ghost and fire, is the baptism of sanctification.
Yes.
Right? Is the baptism of what?
Sanctification.
That is what fire is. So he's not, let me tell you that his baptism has dealings with it. Fire. Amen. That baptism of fire. The fire is not only burning, it's many things. Fire is also sight. Because when the Spirit of the Lord manifests in the holy place, it manifests as flames of fire. So what he's saying is that he will actually baptize you with the Spirit of the Lord. It's a word. So even he's baptizing you means he will teach you. So John the Baptist just saying that another man coming who will now be able to teach you with the Spirit of the Lord. Teach you with the Spirit of the Lord. Teaching. Say teaching.
Teaching.
Baptism is teaching. In the book of Matthew 28, right, where Jesus said, all power in heaven and that is given unto me. So therefore go ye into all the world and then what? Teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, and then teaching them to observe and to do. So that teaching is baptism.
Yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So the school of the Spirit is the next level. Amen. It's just the next level where the Spirit of the Lord begins his instruction. Amen. And it's a dimension of enjoying the ministry of Jesus, who is the Son of God. Amen. Time has gone. Praise God. How many of us are blessed tonight? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's just thank God for his word. Kamana Kare Stefan Horta. Fasata Parastiste Purundevenet. Amos. Bless you, give you glory. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Mata. Paste Mata. Saste Paranota. Thank you, Jesus. Worship your name. 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 Thank you. Let's just ask the Lord for that there will be baptism in this school of the Spirit. That there will be immersions of our souls, of everyone who will attend. That we will come into a fresh baptism, a new baptism. Master Kadia Tabronoti. Farasis the Prabhupada Fesh the Parana. Thank you. Maske Tele Kafu Ephon Fadil Baskilden. Parasata Paradox Feskadon. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you, Father. 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 We receive baptism. The new baptism of the Lord. We access immersion. Immersion. Masihano. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory. Father, we worship your name. Thank you. Thank you for helping us tonight. Thank you for the grace to pray, and thank you for insight you're bringing to us concerning the Lord. Father, we give you all the glory. Thank you for your mercy, which is already abundant towards us. Lord, we ask that all our prayers will ascend to heaven as incense before your presence, that will be burnt upon your altar. Father, we thank you. We have great expectation in the spirit, and your word says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Father, we thank you. We give you thank you for opening door into baptism of the next level for us. I pray this even the same way there is levels in terms of just the Holy Ghost. So is even in the realm of the Spirit of the Lord, there are also levels of feelings. Father, I am praying for fullness. Begin to move us into fullness in that realm. In the realm of the Lord, I pray for increase in the spirit of wisdom, revelation, counsel and might, knowledge and even the fear of the Lord to increase in us. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. You dwell between the cherubim.